because he's physical, he's tough, he loves the game, he plays like he loves the game. He's heavy-handed, he's, you know, he's a three-down player, he's got special get-off, he can rush the passer, he's got long arms, he's a good fit in our scheme, and we need an edge rusher, we need a young edge rusher. And not only is he a young edge rusher, but he's flexible where you could play him in a lot of different positions. You could play him inside. He played defensive tackle when he was a younger kid. He's played a little defensive tackle this year in some pass rush situations, so we can use him inside if we need to. His physicality, we believe, was unmatched in this year's draft.
Primarily is your Leo?
Yeah. He'll be our Leo. Or one of our Leos.
What gave him the edge over Leonard?
You know, there was a handful of guys, I'll be honest with you. You know, the differences were marginal, if any. There was, you know, three or four really good players that we liked at that spot. And, you know, some of the stuff, you know, that you guys probably aren't – information you guys aren't privy to and probably will never be, but nothing major that just separated them. And for us, it was really it came down to need. And it came down to you know, with, you know, Leonard is a great player and will be a great player, but we signed Jared Odrick in the offseason. They have a similar skill set. And we need, you know, young edge rushers are hard to find. And you look forward into next year's draft, to be quite frank with you, and it's not a great year for edge rushers. And hoping we're in a spot where we're not picking in, you know, high in the draft that, you know, we won't be in position to take a guy. And so they're hard to find. So we figured take the value of the pick and, take a position of value, and as Mark said on last Friday, our plan has always been left tackle, quarterback, and defensive end, and it's kind of what we stuck to. Like we said, we didn't want to outthink it, and we didn't outthink it. So.
Was Amari Cooper one of the five?
He was.
Did you get any reasonable offers?
We did not, actually, and I think most teams were, if they were interested, they were going up to two for a quarterback, the ones that wanted to trade up. We didn't think that the position players, that teams, you know, and you know, three, four, or four, five, and six, I think they felt like there was good options there after we picked. And I think after that, the teams that wanted to maybe trade up didn't have enough ammunition to do it.
You said earlier today you had it down to three.
We actually had it down to one, probably last Friday night. Was okay. Gus and I met after the luncheon, and it became clear to us, meeting with our coaching staff and our personnel department, that Dante was going to be the guy.
Dave, how much did your own checkered history with not having that dominant pass rusher play into this? Because it's been a long time since you guys have had one.
You guys as in me personally or the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Both.
Well, me personally, I was with Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis. And
I'm talking about.
Yeah, so by 2 years here, yeah, we haven't had that guy. In Atlanta, we had John Abraham, who was, you know, my time there was pretty dominant. So our last 2 years here, we need, you know, we're looking for a dominant guy. We have some guys that we like, feel good about, you know, Brancher and Clem. You know, Clem had, what do you have, 8.5 sacks last year, which is good production. Brancher had, 5.5, 6, and, you know, if he probably would have played all 16 games, probably could have had 10 or double digits or close to it. So, but adding another guy, young guy, just helps us for the future. And there's going to be situations where you're going to see Clem, Brancher, and out to end the field more than likely, and maybe with Ryan Davis too. So you have four Leos that can play. So,
how much do you anticipate him playing not on the edge?
I would say probably in first and second down he'll be on the edge, and then and you know, nickel and our fast nickel, we'll probably move him around and see where he goes. It's kind of like Ryan Davis did, and especially with Senderic being out and not knowing when he's going to come back, you know, earlier in the season until Senderic is 100%, you'll probably see him playing a little bit more, maybe inside.
Did this process play out the way it did for you guys with Bortles last year, where everybody seemed to just kind of naturally come to consensus on him?
Yeah, I think our defensive staff had a consensus of that we needed a young Leo, and that the fact that he was the top guy in our mind. And then, obviously, we felt like that we needed to go defense. And having three young receivers just felt like that, you know, adding another one into the mix probably. And with Julius Thomas, that only – and they have a Mercedes, you're only going to have at most two receivers on the field at a time. So mm-hmm. it got a little crowded there.
Is he the best player in the draft, Dave?
You know, it's hard to say. I think somebody asked me that the other day. I have a hard time going from position to position and saying, well, this guy's a receiver, this guy's a defensive end, who's better? You know, we felt he was the best player at his position.
And and clearly the best player, best fit for you. So it was partially how good he was, partially a little bit neat, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay. But really how good he was, and he affects games. I mean, you watch the Georgia game, you watch some of the games, and when he arrives in a tackle, it's with bad intentions. And, you know, his, you know, Kentucky, Georgia, East Carolina in the bowl game, here's a guy that knew he was coming out, they had nothing to play for, and he had three sacks and played as physical as could be. And those are some of the things that really impress us about him.
Does he physically fit the profile for the Leo that you got?
Yeah,
a little bit
yeah.
bigger, I think, than you guys.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, to have a Leo that can play at 260 pounds and, you know, play to rundown. You know, a lot of times you get a Leo that is just a third down rusher and only weighs 245, 250 and has a hard time holding up in the rundowns. Now we got a Leo that can rush the passer but can also play first and second down against the run.